some time spent this week, Senator, on a bill that benefits not so much veterans, but their spouses. In this case, kind of an add-on to an existing law, which we saw this week in Senate Bill 18.
Yeah, Senate Bill 18 was a bill that we heard. I sit on the Veterans Committee. I'm a veteran myself. We heard this bill. And what it does in particular is it exempts military spouses from paying certain fees to start businesses here in the state of Missouri. Now, as we know, military families endure a lot of sacrifices that many households don't have to bear when military members PCS. When I say that, when they move from state to state, from base to base, or if the military member is deployed overseas. This is a bill that in order to help the spouses start new businesses and get involved in the communities more, we're going to exempt some of the state fees that are associated with the starting of those businesses. And I think this will be a real nod to the military veteran community. And I was happy to support that both in committee and support that for perfection on the floor. It is in fiscal oversight right now, but for a very low cost, we're going to be able to make Missouri that much more military friendly.
It's a move, like you say, that's been ongoing for some time, and that is to help those who have more than helped us.
Absolutely. And it had broad support in the Senate, and I think that that's understandable. We're doing everything we can to make this a veteran-friendly state. We have some large military installations here in Missouri, Whiteman Air Force Base, Fort Leonard Wood, and I want to do everything I can to represent their interests, so we're excited to see this passed.
Another measure that we've talked about before in regards to your version of the bill, there's also a House version of a charter schools bill that's making its way through the process this year.
That's correct. Some of the big news of the past couple weeks is that the Missouri House of Representatives passed a charter school bill that they sent over to us. We're expecting to hear that bill in committee here over the next week or so. Now, this bill, the bill that the House finally settled on, was not as expansive as the bill that we heard in committee here in the Senate. So there are some accountability measures that have been included on that bill. There have been some additional limitations on charter schools. I think these represent a good portion of the final compromise that we need to reach, and I'm looking forward to hearing that in committee next week, and hopefully we can get something done here before the end of the session.
You explained there's a little bit of difference between the House and Senate versions. Anything that causes you any concern?
Well, certainly anytime you're talking about a compromise, we started from a position that we liked the most, which was a statewide expansion. This would expand charter school availability statewide, the House version. However, only in instances where we see districts that are failing districts and that actually need or have additional need for the competition that's brought about by the introduction of charter schools. So I think it's a good compromise so far, and it's a what I would consider a modest step towards charter schools, but we have to take this one step at a time, so we're going to be looking forward to having that conversation.